Chapter 20. At the hotel, Suzanne was so happy when I returned safely that she held me tightly. Anne, my dear, I've been so worried. What have you been doing? Having adventures, I replied. When I had finished telling my story, she asked one question. What are we going to do now? We started with a large breakfast for me. Colonel Race joined us with a strange expression on his face.
Have you heard? It seems that the famous man in the brown suit was on the boat with us.
What? I cried. I felt suddenly faint.
He fooled Pedler into taking him as his secretary. Rayburn, he called himself.
Have they arrested him? Asked Suzanne. Under the table, she held my hand.
No, he's disappeared.
What does Sir Eustace think of it? The chance to hear Sir Eustace's views on the matter came soon enough. The poor man was in a very sad condition. Encouraged by Suzanne's sympathy, he told us his many troubles.
First, a strange woman has the bad manners to get herself murdered in my house. Why my house? Why, of all the houses in Great Britain, did they choose the Mill House? What harm have I ever done the woman that she got herself murdered there?
Suzanne made one of her sympathetic noises, and Sir Eustace continued.
And, if that's not enough, the man who murdered her does something even worse. He makes himself my secretary. I tell you, I am tired of secretaries. Either they are secret murderers, or they have fights. Have you seen the lump on Paget's head? Of course you have. How can I go about with a secretary like that? I am finished with secretaries, unless I have a girl, a nice girl, with bright eyes, who will hold my hand when I'm feeling angry. What about you, Miss Anne? Will you take the job?
How often will I have to hold your hand? I asked, laughing.
All day long, replied Sir Eustace.
I could not get much work done then, I reminded him.
That's all right. All this work is Paget's idea. I am happy to be leaving him behind in Cape Town.
He is staying here?
Yes, he'll enjoy himself chasing after Rayburn. But what about my offer? Remember, there are lots of lions in Rhodesia. You will like lions. All girls do.
Will they be practicing low jumps? I asked, laughing. No, thank you, Sir Eustace. Sir Eustace smiled at me, sighed deeply, then opened the door to the next room and called to Paget.
Paget, could you go to the trade office and ask them for a woman to take to Rhodesia? She must have bright eyes, and not object if I hold her hand.
Then Sir Eustace turned back to me.
I am serious, you know, Miss Anne. Will you come? Mrs. Blair will be your chaperone, and you can have a holiday to dig for bones.
Thank you very much, Sir Eustace. I will.